KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have 29 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high of 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker is expected to release sometime today the name of the pilot who died late Thursday morning after his plane crashed into the median between the north and southbound lanes of Interstate 29 near the northwest side of Council Bluffs. Sheriff's officials say the pilot, flying a Piper Malibu Meridian single-engine plane, left Epley Airfield at around 11:51 a.m. Shortly after the takeoff, the man radioed back to Epley that he was having plane troubles and requested an emergency landing. A motorist who witnessed the crash said the plane was flying low, parallel above the railroad tracks, when it pitched hard right and a wing clipped a power line. Authorities said three lines were cut during the collision. One of the lines landed across I-29 northbound, causing one lane to be closed for about an hour. The witness, an off-duty police officer and former firefighter, said the elderly male pilot had no pulse when he checked him after arriving on the scene. He was believed to be the only passenger on the plane. The pilot was still in the plane hours after the crash as authorities waited for investigators with the FAA and National Transportation Safety Board to arrive. According to FlightAware, the plane was scheduled to go from Omaha to a small airport in Trinidad, Colorado, and then later depart for Chandler, Arizona. Personnel from several agencies responded to the crash, including the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, Council Bluffs PD, Council Bluffs Fire Department, Iowa State Patrol, Iowa DOT, the Pott County Medical Examiner, Pott County Emergency Management, the Crescent Fire Department, and Epley Airport Authority Fire Rescue. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the armed robbery of a bank. The incident took place at around 4:40 p.m. Thursday at the Frontier Savings Bank at 509 South 23rd Avenue in Council Bluffs. Upon arrival, officers learned the suspect, a white male, was last seen running westbound on foot. The suspect, described as being about 6 feet tall, weighing 225 pounds. He wore an orange hunting-style stocking cap, mirrored sunglasses, a gray sweatshirt, black knit gloves, and faded jeans with work-style boots. He entered the bank, and as he approached, a female teller said, "Are you all ready for Christmas?" The suspect then handed a teller a note, handwritten, which demanded all of their money and not to set off any alarms. He also produced what appeared to be a small caliber handgun and laid the weapon down with his right hand on the counter toward the teller. The suspect then pulled from his pocket what appeared to be some type of a retail store bank bag with a drawstring, and the teller gave him an undetermined amount of U.S. currency. The man made no threats toward the teller or any other person in the bank. Authorities say if you have any information regarding the identity of the suspect, you're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. There is a still frame image of the suspect at the bank from the video surveillance. You can view that on our website under this same story at the news page at KJAN.com. The superintendent of the Farragut Community School District announced his immediate resignation Thursday. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Tom Hendricks said he will no longer play a role in the district after the Iowa State Board of Education voted to strip the district of its local control. The district will close its doors this summer. The state board placed Farragut under the receivership of the Green Hills Area Education Agency last month after deciding it would revoke Farragut's conditional accreditation on June 30th of 2016 for failing to meet requirements related to its spending, accessibility, and academic programs. Lane Plugey, chief administrator of the Green Hills AEA, said Hendricks will be paid through the end of January when his superintendent exchange license with Nebraska expires. Hendricks' license runs through January 31st. He was previously a school administrator in Nebraska and received a one-year temporary credential to work in Iowa. Before the state board's decision to begin shutting down Farragut, Hendricks had registered for classes and submitted paperwork to renew his license. The agreement on resignation was reached because Hendricks said he's not had much of anything to do since the AEA took over last month. By cutting short Hendricks' contract, Plugey said the district can save some money as well. Hendricks was receiving a base salary of $62,500 for the 2015-16 school year, plus an $8,000 stipend in lieu of insurance and seven vacation days. He's been with the Farragut District since July 1st of 2014. In the funeral announcements, Faye Enan, age 99, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Faye Enan will be today at 10:30 at First Lutheran Church, south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gail Whitey Peterson, age 82, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Whitey Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Marie Wilkinson, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Dolores Wilkinson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Raymond Anthony Shaben, age 86, of Erling, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Raymond Shaben will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.